Good morning and welcome to the Monte Vista Church of Christ. My name is Tom Bourne and I'm one of the members here. Visitors, you're our honored guest and we're happy to have you here. You're an encouragement to each one of us. Each month, the elders have invited men of the congregation to preach a lesson. Last year was my first time to preach a lesson, and I'm excited and a bit nervous here to be up in front of you again. I remember last time Rick Moore telling me after that it'll get easier each time. Rick, not so much right now, buddy. Not so much. But I would also like to thank those that have those men who have stepped up in previous months this year to preach a lesson. Seeing them give the effort to step outside of their comfort zone to grow spiritually and be an example in growing as a Christian is always an encouragement. I also need to thank my daughter Emma, who reminded me that I needed to look back at the video of the clothes I wore last time to make sure that I did not have the same thing on. So I think she knows her dad pretty good. Last year, I focused on talking about being a Christian daily, our attitude and our actions. During that discussion, we looked at how our attitude reveals the real you, shows others what is important to you, is the greatest factor in determining success or failure in all that you do, and affects all of our relationships. We also discussed how we can do some things to have a good attitude. We can dump the junk that spoils a good attitude. We can start thinking, speaking, and doing positively. No matter what happens, we can look for good, and we can fix our attention on Jesus. Having a Christian attitude daily leads to a life of being a Christian. If you'll turn with me to Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3, we read there, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." We need to be focused on the things above. Over in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." It is easy to be sucked into the world around us, to the stress and drama that each day can hold. When we let this happen, we lose sight of the things above. Attending services on Sunday and Wednesday help us to combat this feeling we may have of being overwhelmed. I know that there have been times that I was looking for a reason to not come to a Wednesday night service. But realizing the example I need to be to my family and to others, I push myself to come, and by that end of that service, I'm so thankful and uplifted. Being focused on the things above and surrounded by Christians has a way of helping set things straight. In Matthew 5, if you turn with me, Matthew 5, 1 through 12, we read there of the characteristics of a Christian, otherwise known as the Beatitudes. "And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now that we understand some of the characteristics of a Christian, we can look to the Bible for examples of godly men who reflected the characteristics of a Christian. David was a man who God states in Acts 13, verse 22, and when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do all my will. And we can find examples in the Psalms of David's love for God's word. In Psalms 119, verses 47 and 48, and I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. We would do well to think about God's word daily. It pleases him to have us focused on him. As Psalms 119, 2 through 3 states, blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Paul was a great man of the New Testament. We first see this man when his name was Saul of Tarsus. Before his salvation, he was convinced that Jesus and Christianity were plots to destroy the Hebrew God of the Old Testament. However, Jesus revealed himself to Saul, and he accepted the Lord as his Savior. Instead of persecuting the church, Saul changed his name to Paul and began to preach and establish new churches throughout the known world. We have examples of godly men in our lives. Within the last couple years, we have had several deaths of members here at Monta Vista, and I would like to discuss some of them and their example that their lives were for each of us. Bob Dill was a Christian, soldier, husband, father, and a longtime member here at Monta Vista. He desired and served as an elder here for many years. He was a faithful follower of the Lord and helped shepherd the flock here. The life he led was one that we can look to as an example of a Christian having a love for God and those around him. Timothy Barge was a Christian, soldier, husband, father, and a longtime member here as well. For as long as I knew him, he struggled physically, yet you could never tell. You might call or chat with him after service, and you'd want to see if there was anything you could do for him. But before you knew it, he was asking about you and your family. Once he was in the hospital, he never lost his focus on God. He was not shy to say that he was ready to go to heaven. The life he led was one that we can look to as an example. Glenn Joy was a Christian, husband, father, longtime member here as well. He desired and served as an elder. He was a man that never met a stranger and would go out of his way to show support and caring for others. His life is one that we can look to as an example. It was at Glenn's memorial service that I realized that we should not be sad about the passing of a Christian. A quote from George Patton, we should not mourn the death of these men, but celebrate that such men lived. Now, I realize that he was discussing soldiers killed during World War II, but I think that quote can be applied to Christians when they die. Looking around the room at that memorial service for Glenn, there were family and friends and many others all there to pay respects to a man through his example had made an impact on their lives. I imagine Glenn had probably shaken or crushed each of their hands at some point, said some kind words to each of them. Some were closer to Glenn than others, but everyone had been touched by him and his Christian example over the years. We were there to thank and celebrate the life of Glenn and show support for the Joy family. We each need to realize that as we live daily, we are an example to those around us. Some we come in direct contact with, and others may just notice our actions from afar. It could be at work, on the road, walking into a store, walking around the neighborhood, or going to school. Being an example is not something that is age-specific. This applies to young and older Christians. I can remember when Jacob was first baptized, and Lisa and I having to explain to him how his service to the Lord during worship services was an example to Zach and Micah, Emma, and others. That having the right attitude is both something we should have and something we need to have as part of being an example to others. As I look around Monte Vista now, I can see where Ashlyn may look to Faith, who may look to Emma, who may look to Taylor, who may look to Catherine Orr, or who may look to Lisa, who may look to Beth. You can see a pattern there. Just a couple of weeks ago on a Wednesday night, Lisa and I were somewhat weary with all that had been happening with Jacob. Car accident, going to school, just a lot of stuff going on. And we had the opportunity to chat a few minutes after Bible class with David Sparks. David and Beth are a couple that Lisa and I look to as an example in what a Christian couple ought to be. David offered words of encouragement, straight advice of what the future may hold for us as parents in the stage of life we are in. It is a comfort that we all need to realize we have here, that there are so many Christian examples that we can use as a resource. I can remember several years ago, a few families after worship going out to have lunch. And before we began to eat the meal, a prayer was said. While we were eating, a couple from a nearby table stopped to say that they were happy to see a prayer being said before eating. Now keep in mind that saying the prayer was not for show. It was said as a thanks for the meal before us. But having that person make the comment reconfirms the thought that others are watching your actions and that your actions can have a significant impact on them. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Alan was up here, and he referenced a song that he had in his lesson, and he actually sang the song. I'm not going to sing it. But I did write down the words, and I'd like to read them to you. And that's the song, Let the Beauty of Jesus Be Seen. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all his wonderful passion and purity. May his spirit divine all my being refine. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. When somebody has been so unkind to you, some word spoken that pierces you through and through, think how he was beguiled, spat upon and reviled. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. From the dawn of the morning to the close of day, in example, in deeds, and in all you say, lay your gifts at his feet, ever strive to keep sweet, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. As the lesson draws to a close, I want to ask each of you to think about the Christian example that you have been. Is it pleasing to God? Or has sin crept into your life and kept you from leading a life that is pleasing to God? Perhaps you need to come forward to ask for the prayers of the congregation to help get your life back on track. Or you may be here today and have not yet accepted Jesus into your life. What is holding you back? We're not guaranteed a tomorrow. Today may be all that you have left. I would like to share with you a story that stresses this thought of not having another day. 19 years ago, there was a group of us, young adults at that time, that would get together after evening services to play either board games or play some basketball. One evening, we went to play basketball. And a good friend of ours, Michael Bunt, a young, healthy, vibrant man, collapsed on the court and died there. Now, Michael had been baptized and was a wonderful example of a Christian. His electric smile and warm handshake went a long way to greet visitors and comfort others. I am sure that he was not planning to have that evening be his last, but he had taken the steps necessary to be saved. The waters of baptism are ready if you are ready to step forward. If you are here today and you have heard the word of God, believe that Jesus is the Son of God, ready to repent of your sin, and confess that Jesus is the Son of God, then I invite you to come forward now as together we stand and sing.